Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This is the best thing I've ever eaten.
You say that every meal.
And every time I mean it. You know, all of the home-cooked meals and stuff. I hope you know I really appreciate it.
I know.
I just wanted to make sure. We had a rough start, but you're a really sweet guy. Droid. Droid in the shape of a guy.
Thank you.
Hold up. Gonna send a picture of this to Ellie.
What is she saying?
She's asking me to save her a plate. Here, take a picture of me. Thank you. Last bite, bitch.
Despite your aggressive words, I can tell that you and Ellie care deeply for each other.
Not a word to her. She'd be insufferable.
Is that common with you? Not communicating with people how you feel about them?
I don't know. Maybe. Why?
Interesting. Recalibrating.
What? Hey! No. No recalibration without clarification.
You just don't seem to have a problem expressing your feelings to me.
What are you talking about?
When's the last time you told Ellie you appreciate her?
I would sooner die.
Well, you tell me almost every day. Normally right after I fed you.
There you go. Food clause doesn't count.
I'm simply pointing out that maybe you're opening up to me more than you first thought possible.
I guess I'm getting used to you.
I think you like me. And since you like me, you're getting close to me.
Don't do this. Why are you doing this? Everything was going just fine.
This is a good thing. Who knows where the growth will end? Today you're opening up to me, and tomorrow it could be Ellie. What are you doing?
Texting Ellie.
See?
You're off tomorrow, right?
Yes.
I'm gonna have her come over and take a good hard look in your code. Things are getting too personal up in here. Oh, she'll only do it if I save her this plate. Goodbye, seconds.
That was technically thirds.
Don't mind my business.
From Atypical Artist and Octavia Bray, you're listening to Life with Leo. This is episode 5, Life with Michael.
Okay, if we're going to be covering the factory droid case together, I need to get you up to speed on the ins and outs of Lane Robotics.
Why don't you cloud sync those files?
If it's not in the cloud, it can't get hacked. Plus, it's great for my upper body strength.
Look, you're going to drop them. At least let me help you.
Go away. Get your own free gym.
We make way too much money for you to not have a gym membership.
Oh, I have one. I never go.
Janine Bell? Wasting money? I'm gonna tell the partners.
Tattletale. Anyway, I worked out a deal to roll my membership dues onto people who can't afford their months. So, it's not going to waste.
So you're a saint. Definitely not telling the partners that. Thanks for having me on this case.
I'm not too proud to admit that this case needs more than one brain. Why break mine when I could break yours?
And she's back.
I just wanted to drop in on the off chance I could avert a crisis, but it looks like things are going well in here.
How dare you?
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Morning. Take your shirt off.
I think I was programmed for the wrong sister.
Keep cracking jokes. You make Jeannie laugh, maybe she'll fall for you.
That strategy hasn't been working thus far. Here.
Thanks. I've been looking over the copies I made last time, so we should be able to get started in a jiffy. It does seem like things are good with you guys, though. Very friendly. Way platonic. Then again, maybe not.
No, you're right. We have established a rapport, and I have no problem with that.
Uh-huh.
Platonic is good. Platonic may even be preferable.
Wow. So much data. But you should stop saying the word platonic before you break yourself.
Can you pass me that security components file?
Yeah. I'd suggest pulling up the Hauser case to get the full scope.
Thanks. Good looking out.
Any minute now. Come on.
It's already been 3 hours. I can't believe the lack of bloodshed.
Are you still taking bets on when they'll kill each other? Let me get 50 bucks on 11 at noon.
Don't you have
Scram,
jobs
losers.
To half-ass?
Damn it, Kyle.
Okay, but it is pretty weird we're working so well together.
Only weird if you make it weird, Belle.
It's just normally by now you'd have tried to push me off the case, or started eating a tuna fish sandwich to run me out of the room, or you'd somehow be stealing clients behind my back again. Are you stealing clients behind my back right now?
No, woman, damn. We're having such a nice day.
You can't blame me for being suspicious. You've done all of those things before.
Right. Before.
Okay, so what's different? How did we get from before to after?
The Stokes calendar thing. We worked well.
Until we didn't.
Yeah, but then you gave me 15 minutes of your meeting. That was big.
It was only 15 minutes.
It was a good 15 minutes.
How good? Partner good?
Not sure. I don't speak Korean, and he didn't switch over his translator after hanging up with New Gangnam.
Where does he find the energy for all these meetings?
No idea. But at least I got some FaceTime. Listen, all I'm saying is that maybe it's time for us to call a truce.
A truce? Us?
I'm game if you are.
All right. Truce.
See, following the system failures and the butler droids, empathy modules were tweaked 30% higher. A prototype of this module is being tested in an L unit droid. Okay. Other traits of which include optimism, mild helpfulness, and the patent pending L factor.
Shit!
What? What is happening?
Paper cut.
Are you okay?
Uh-huh. Yep. Woo, but this file is dangerous. I had better go clean the blood off this file.
Guys, did you hear that? She's bleeding. Pay up.
Leo?
Yes?
I'd like to make a casual observation. A little notation, if you will.
And if I won't?
I'm going to note anyway. Every time I talk about your feelings for my sister, that happens.
So, don't talk about my feelings for your sister.
An excellent idea I would likely ignore under the best of circumstances. But here's the thing. It's actually giving me little breadcrumbs.
Breadcrumbs that are pointing the way to the love code.
Yep. But if it makes you too uncomfortable to talk about how much you want to take Janine into your loving arms and kiss her under the light of 1,000 stars, as the poet said. Aha! Gotcha!
I'm perfectly comfortable. This isn't a problem at all.
Excellent. So, riddle me this. What do you feel when you look deep into Jeannie's eyes?
You eat like an animal.
You eat like a child. So slow.
If you'd ever had Leo's sesame noodles, you'd understand.
Oh, so the great and powerful Leo is better than an Asian restaurant.
Calm down. This is Panda Express.
Hey, where's that photo you were looking at before? The one that cut you?
Huh? Oh, pretty sure it was this one.
I'm pretty sure I looked through this before. Are you sure you didn't leave it in your office?
If it makes you feel better, I'll double check.
Hello, colleagues of Janine's. Yes, well, I've been told a change of scene is good for me.
What is Penelope doing here?
Yeah, I called her in. Which I can now see was a bad idea.
And then she painted my nails a beautiful periwinkle, but her work was nowhere near as neat as mine.
Uh-huh. Cute story, but it's giving me nothing.
I've shared multiple anecdotes with you for several hours.
Yeah, tame anecdotes. Where's the passion? Where's the sex?
We're not having sex.
Not having sex yet. Though if it helps, I can't think of the last time my sister took a lover. Or a chill pill, for that matter. It's probably the Sahara Desert down there. What's on the long list of things that are annoying about Janine is that she doesn't trust a good thing.
What do you mean?
You're really sweet.
Janine has told me so.
Sweet equals bone dry.
You are incredibly crude.
See, you and Janine are so similar. Again, dusty. Nothing but dust.
I don't understand.
Janine takes things like, so nice to me, and we have a lot in common, and immediately thinks there must be a catch. I mean, with you, the catch is obvious.
I'm
you
a droid.
White. I mean, you're right. She's more worried about the droid part. But just in case, though, I'm doing a racial bias scan in here, and you're clean.
I could have told you that.
I wouldn't have believed you. Anyway, Janine needs to see the catch up front. She loves an asshole because she knows, right away, the dude's an asshole. No surprises.
That's incredibly sad.
Thank Howard.
Howard?
Our dad. Super nice guy. Butter wouldn't melt in his mouth. Moved across the country after the divorce. Visited with declining frequency and didn't even invite us to the wedding when he got remarried.
Oh. I believe the word is yikes.
Mm-hmm. A nice guy with an asshole surprise. That's probably why she gets so revved up about that Michael guy. He's a dick. He knows it. And he shows it. The bad behavior, not the dick.
Janine isn't revved up by Michael. He's her sworn nemesis and the bane of her existence. She hates him.
Try loves to hate him. A guy like that? Mariana's Trench, baby.
The lewdness, please.
Did she tell you they've been spending more time together at work?
She said they worked together for the Rosemary thing.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, there was a little bit of a moment in the bullpen.
What moment? She didn't mention a moment.
He said they can be like that all the time. And Ginny thought for a second he meant like, they could be a thing.
She would never be a thing with him. She doesn't even like him. It wouldn't happen.
Maybe not a relationship, but a conference room quickie? I could see that happening. Because passion. And who knows? One quickie becomes two, then three. She's spending the night at his apartment. She's announcing their engagement. Wow, I am getting a ton of data. Ah, data gone!
I'm going to the bathroom. Don't follow me.
Why would I follow you to the bathroom, you weirdo? Wait, you don't use the bathroom. You just clean in there whenever you get upset. Ah, I see what's going on here.
Why did you ask her to come in? What were you trying to do?
I thought she could help us fill in some blanks and also get a look at how well we work together. I don't think that woman likes me much.
She doesn't have to like you. She's my client.
Okay, what happened to the truce?
Not much of a truce if you're still trying to steal my client.
I'm not trying to steal your client. I just want this case to fit together, and I don't want her to call me dear boy when on the inside she's plotting my death. What is the big deal?
The big deal is that you went behind my back as usual.
Oh, I'm the sneaky one. I know you're hiding that folder from me, waiting to whip it out later in the trial and look like the big hero.
That may be in your playbook, but it's not in mine. Get over yourself, Parker. I don't need tricks to beat you. I'm just better.
Am I interrupting something?
Yes.
No. Michael and I were just wrapping up for the day.
No, we weren't.
Yes, we were. Penelope, we can go to my office.
Ta-ta, dear boy.
See?
Goodbye, Parker.
So, they had a moment. We've had moments, and I'm passionate. There's a world in which the two of us have... where we act on... where she chooses...
Leo? It's been 30 minutes.
Go away. I'm busy.
You clean all the time. How much work is there to do, really?
Your sister has 15 different hair care products, and all of them make a mess in different ways.
Okay, but still? I'm sorry.
For what? You were just relaying information.
I was trying to make you jealous. And it worked. Big ol' heap of breadcrumbs. But I also hurt your feelings.
It's good for me to know if she has feelings for someone else.
But she doesn't. You're right. She hates Michael. I just wanted you to confront your actual feelings so I could track down and isolate the code.
So the stuff about Howard?
Oh, that was all real. And I do think it explains why she isn't opening up to you. Apart from the whole droid consent issue, obviously.
But all that stuff about Michael was just me spitballing, trying to get a reaction.
It worked.
Yeah. And that's why we need to find the love code, right? Maybe you could move on, if you could. You know, move on.
I don't want to move on. I'm trying to prove that I want to stay.
Okay. Then help me do that. And I'll be more gentle with you from now on.
Deal.
What are you doing?
Once I start, I have to finish. Just the mirrors left, and I'll be right with you.
And stop putting information like that in accessible folders. Now goodbye, and don't get into trouble on the way out.
I'll get into as much trouble as I like. That's why I have you, darling.
Okay, 5 minutes of peace and then... Hey! First no knocking, now all the barging.
I'm sick of this. Now, let's have this out once and for all. What's the deal?
There is no deal. We're just competitive.
No, you've hated me ever since I started working here. Why?
Are you serious? I've hated you. You've been stealing my clients and badmouthing me to the partners from day one.
Not true.
Completely true. You wanted to undermine me.
I wanted to be friends with you.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're serious? Which one of these overtures was I supposed to read as friendship? The snide comments? The constant backstabbing?
I told you before I was treating you like the competition. I thought we moved past that, but now it looks like you were just waiting for the chance to get me back.
I'm not getting you back. This isn't a playground scuffle.
You're hiding files. You're keeping Penelope away from me. We're supposed to be a team.
Since when? When you first started working here, I wanted... There aren't a lot of black lawyers at this firm, and I thought we could be some kind of dream team. Like Jordan and Pippin, Beyonce and Megan Thee Stallion, Bubbles and Buttercup.
Who is Buttercup?
What? Forget it. You started competing against me from the jump. That's been her entire relationship. So excuse me if I don't think one good day makes up for years of not being able to trust you. I thought when you got here, I'd have someone on my side. Someone who got how hard it was to get here. Someone who would be my friend. But on your first day, you said my bandu knots made me look like a deep sea mine.
It was a compliment. The enemy doesn't expect you and then blow shit up.
How was I supposed to know that? Your compliment didn't come with an asterisk and a footnote. You kept gunning for me like there's only room for one of us. But isn't part of the reason we do this so that there can be more than one?
Whoa, Belle. Janine, I never meant to make you feel that way.
But I felt that way. You wanted to have it out, so now it's out.
When I started here, I did see you as competition, but now I just feel shitty about it. I'm sorry.
I'm not innocent in this. When you started biting, I bit back, so... Yeah, I'm sorry too.
I'm tired of not being friends with you.
It is exhausting not being friends with you. Can we... truce again?
No more truce, just peace time. Should we, hug or something?
Let's not test this thing too soon.
Okay.
Good evening, my children of chaos. I can smell the bleach from here. Ellie, what did you do to him?
So unfair. I didn't do anything.
Then why was he cleaning?
He likes to clean, bro. What can I say?
Leo, did she hurt you? I would be happy to kick her out of the house.
Everything is fine. Thank you for being so concerned.
Please don't mention it. I welcome any opportunity to kick Ellie out of my house.
How was your day?
You know what? really good. Crazy, but good.
Crazy how?
Crazy like, I think Michael and I are friends now. I mean, he's still a total dick, but we had this really honest conversation about wanting to be good to each other for once, and I think it's gonna stick. He told me he wanted to be friends from the start. Can you believe that?
How you doing over there?
I'm getting a strong urge to vacuum.
Got it. On it. Oh no! I've accidentally appended my popcorn. Woe is me! For what shall I do about this waste of a buttery snack?
I'll vacuum it up for you.
She can clean up her own mess.
Oh no, I insist. Consider it my mess.
Yeah, I don't like leaving the two of you unsupervised.
Life with Leo was created by Octavia Bray and is a production of Atypical Artists. This episode was written by Octavia Bray and directed by Shanae Howard, with sound design by Julia Schaffini. It featured Octavia Bray as Janine, Maximilian Koger as Leo, Angelique Francis as Ellie, Philip Jordan as Michael, Caitlin Schneiderhan as Rosemary, and Beth Eyre as Penelope, with additional voices by Sean Jane, Josh Rubino, Sox Whitmore, and Lauren Chippen. For complete credits, please visit lifewithleo.com. Life with Leo is executive produced by Lauren Chippen. Special thanks to PodFund, Multitude, and Brandon Grugel. Thank you for listening.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big.